Howdy, 709 with Collins and Mack. It's Thursday at News Talk 790 KFYO. Laura Mack is going to introduce our special guest because we have a special event coming up this weekend.
Yes, we do. This weekend.
Actually,
and
today.
Next weekend.
Today.
Yeah, it starts off today. And Mitchell Anderson is here with Homes for Heroes.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome.
So tell us what you got going on.
Well, today we're doing a key ceremony for the Walton family. Sean Walton was a wounded soldier back in 2007 when he was deployed to Iraq. He was hit by IPD and has gone through multiple surgeries and has gone through multiple rehabilitation and is injured. But the Homes for Heroes has chosen his family to give them a mortgage-free home.
That's awesome.
Wonderful.
That's incredibly awesome.
This is
awesome.
Such an awesome program that you guys do. How is it funded? How do you get your funds to do these Homes for Heroes?
It's really neat to see the community come together because it's local builders, it's local businesses, suppliers, vendors. Everyone kind of comes together and puts their hands together. If they're, working, donating their time and labor, or if they're donating materials, money, it's pretty neat to see the whole community come together and do this.
Yeah,
it is.
I was actually talking to Karen Gibson yesterday, mm-hmm. and they've got Gibson Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
Mm-hmm. And I think Councilwoman Karen.
Yeah, Councilwoman Karen, and she was saying, "Well, hey, we work with those people on that stuff, so that's pretty cool."
Yeah, it's neat.
Yeah.
Where is this house located for the wounded warrior?
Their house is actually located in Cooper Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2911 108th Street.
And then tonight, you said key ceremony.
It's actually this morning at 11 o'clock.
Oh, it is? Okay. Yeah. You told me that twice already.
It'll be AM, not PM.
Chemo brain, sorry. So tell me, what is a key ceremony? What do you do?
Pretty much this morning is when the Homes for Heroes is going to be giving them the key to the house. It actually will be, the public will be able to come and view the house this weekend and next weekend because it'll be part of the Fall Tour Homes. Which the Fall Tour Homes is similar to a mini parade. All the local builders get to submit homes throughout Lubbock and different subdivisions. And you can find those websites at falltourhomes.com.
What's that cost? Anything?
No, it's free submission.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's pretty neat.
Oh, that's awesome. Like
yeah.
The parade, you got to pay money, but this one's a freebie.
Yeah. Well, the parade's a fundraiser, I think, for things. But
yeah.
What was I going to say? This is an awesome way for the builders to get to showcase some of their work. It's kind of a thank you to them for doing the Home for the Hero. So that's a neat thing.
Yeah. Now, have the people that are receiving, Sean, who's receiving the home, have they actually been in it yet? Or is this like big time surprise?
It's not a surprise. They've seen it and they've been involved throughout the process. I don't know if they've actually seen it 100% completed. So
right.
We'll see today.
Do
they get to select some of the like tile and paint and that kind of thing that goes into the house?
They're involved with the process. But we also have people that specialize in making the selections. Mm-hmm. It's pretty neat to get to watch. Different builders, different vendors are all involved throughout the process, and they kind of give their professional input on what we should do and not do.
Yeah.
So I think it's one of those things where it's the best of the best. Everybody wants to do their best because it's such an important thing.
Yeah.
Now, are there any modifications or special things that are included in the design of the home for functionality?
As far as...
Well, just, I don't know.
For his physical disabilities?
If he's got any physical disabilities or things like that, yeah.
Yes, yeah. When the design's being done for the house, we always take that into consideration if there's a special need for him. This is the third family, so each wounded veteran that we've given the house to has had different disabilities, and so we take that into consideration when we're designing it.
That's awesome.
Like a house built just for them and their family.
Now, where's the key ceremony going to take place this morning at 11? Is the public invited to attend if they want to?
Yes, the public is invited to attend if they want. It's 2911 108th Street. It'll be 11 a.m. this morning.
Okay,
that would be one of those things where there's not a dry eye.
Yeah.
It's
going to be pretty neat.
Okay, that'll be 5 blocks west of University.
Yes.
5 blocks west of University. Yeah, so... If you want to go there now, our very own Matt Crow is going to be out there this morning, too. So if you'd like to go out there and visit, say hey to Matt. Hey, Mitch, thanks for coming in.
Thank you all for having me.
And sharing with us this morning.